You're listening to SBS News.
Keisha Gophers and her fiancé Scott were to marry after last year's delayed Olympics. Then COVID-19 and bushfires intervened. Their wedding reception facility burnt down. And for a while, she admits her commitment to her chosen sport was, for the first time, in doubt.
I was training, like physically, I think, as hard as I could, but mentally I was somewhere else. I was thinking about, was it worth my time? I could be getting married now. I could be starting a family. All the things that, you know, you understandably want to get on with your life.
Those feelings only lasted for a week or so, and Keisha is now totally focused on being selected for July's rearranged games. The now 31-year-old has Dutch heritage. Her Dutch father, Theo, met her Australian mother, Arlene, at university in Canada. They chose to settle in Australia, and Keisha was the last of four daughters to be born. Her name had to be altered, though, because her parents were hoping to have had a boy instead, as Keisha explains.
My parents wanted a boy because I'd had three girls, understandably, but they were very happy when I came along, hence the Dutch name meant to be Case for the boy, actually Keisha for the girl. I definitely look up to all my sisters being, you know, a lot older than me. I wanted to copy everything they did, and that's how I got into waterfall in the first place. That's what they did.
Like her parents, Keisha met her fiancé Scott Nicholson at university, and while they were there, they made a pact. If they hadn't found another life partner, they'd get married when they turned 30 years old. That pact is still intact, albeit slightly later than planned, with the couple now planning to marry in November this year. Scott is also immersed in the sport of water polo, and he's currently coaching a New South Wales Southern Highlands junior team. Mr. Nicholson says the kind of dedication they've shown in sticking to the pact for so long shows they're prepared to set goals and objectives and stick to them.
We're a competitive bunch, so I'm sure we'll set a couple of agreements along the way that we've got to try and hit. So the marriage one, we've done that. So whatever's next after that, we'll work our way towards. But yeah, I think it's just, sport and exercise and being healthy is just part of our lifestyle. It's what, you know, part of what draws us towards each other. So, you know, once water polo is done, I'm sure we'll still be involved, and I'm sure there'll be, you know, some sort of other challenge that we put our minds to and try to achieve.
Keisha is already an Olympian, having represented Australia at the Rio Olympics 5 years ago. Back then, the biggest challenge apart from earning selection was the Zika virus. Looking back at that time now, though, through the prism of the pandemic, makes her wonder what all the fuss in Brazil was about. But Zika virus or coronavirus, Ms. Gophers says being an Olympian is an addictive experience.
I know there's going to be so many differences. It's not going to be like a regular Olympics, but the magic will still be there. The feeling that you only can get at the Olympics is addictive, and that's why so many of us come back time and time again.
At university, Ms. Gophers studied architecture. Post-water polo career, though, it won't just be building a family with Scott that'll be driving her. She says the ability to bring joy into people's lives by creating floral designs is what she wants to do most.
I'm a florist. So when I stop playing water polo, or even before, I hope to have my own floristry business. I just love the look on people's faces when you give them an arrangement that they love. So I just want to give that to as many people as possible, and hope to, you know, create beautiful things through flowers in an environmentally friendly way.
Her love of flowers may have something to do with her Dutch heritage. The Netherlands produces 1.6 billion cut flowers each year. And the fact that tulips and sunflowers are synonymous with the country's identity may have been a factor in her dream of becoming a florist.
Definitely the Dutch aspect must have come into it, because not only do I love tulips, I love cheese. So, there's something about that for sure.
But before she builds on her love of flowers, the Tokyo Olympics are uppermost on her mind. John Baldock, SBS News.